Hello, folks. John Hockenberry here, back in the saddle. Celeste Headlee is out this week. I was in Lubbock, Texas over the weekend. Do you guys know there in the control room? We have a huge following in Lubbock, Texas. I was at a church on Sunday in Lubbock, Texas. There were takeaway fans all over the place. Congratulations to us. And speaking of love, who doesn't love Paul Ryan? The sound there of supporters at the Iowa State Fair, where Paul Ryan made his first solo campaign stop yesterday. The outward enthusiasm from Mitt Romney supporters who have needed a decent headline recently after gaffes and missteps on Romney's recent foreign trip and all the discussion and denials about those tax returns. The candidate himself seemed relieved to have turned a page in his campaign.
Now, I understand there are even more people outside those barricades than inside here. So to the people out way out there, thank you for coming today.
Mitt Romney at a standing room only St. Augustine, Florida event yesterday, testing the waters in this most important of political beachheads, Florida. Will the Ryan message play in Florida despite the enthusiasm you heard in St. Augustine yesterday? Joining us now, Horacio Soberón Ferrer, an independent voter from Miami. What do you think, Horacio?
Hey, John, good morning. Well, I think that finally the electoral campaign is moving on to the issues. You know, I think that the nomination of Mr. Ryan has started the conversation about the different philosophies of the candidates. We are, I think, for good, moving away from disclosure of income taxes and other such personal issues and more into the policy arena, and I think that's welcome.
Horacio, from your mouth to God's ears on the whole negative campaigning thing, I suspect it's going to be back at some point, but I'll take your point on the issues. It is a relief to have a set of competing philosophies, but I guess my question is, Paul Ryan talks tough about Medicare, about entitlements, about changing the entire structure of spending in Washington. It may be a welcome message in the abstract, but to people in Florida, do they really like hearing that kind of tough talk, Horacio?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that most people don't like to hear that the benefits that they receive will be cut. And as you know, Florida has almost 4.5 million elderly.
And there you go. The demographics speak for themselves. That's Horacio Soberón Ferrer, who's an independent voter in Miami. One of the data points we're looking at as we try to see where the Paul Ryan message is going to play around the United States as the campaign gets going and really turns a page. Sergio Bustos is politics editor at the Miami Herald. You've heard one data point there from our voter, Horacio Soberón Ferrer. What are you seeing in Florida, Sergio?
Florida, I think Medicare as an issue will shadow the Romney campaign from now till November. It was interesting on this latest swing after he announces Ryan as his VP pick. Ryan was not with him to have that conversation about Medicare. Romney was kind of on his own these last couple days, and it's a tough talk to have with Floridians.
And, you know, maybe that explains why Romney was in Little Havana yesterday and maybe not at a community more associated with seniors. Listen to this at El Palacio de los Jugos, an open-air eatery in Little Havana.
In my view, this has been a nation which has always reverenced and celebrated people who have been successful and begun businesses and achieved things in their lives. We're a nation of individuals with dreams who come here and build enterprises, build better lives for themselves and their children and their families. That's the nature of America.
What do you make of that, Sergio Bustos? Is he basically trying to project that he's not afraid of how the Ryan message is going to play in Florida and just sort of showing up here? Or is he deliberately avoiding places like senior centers or, elderly communities, snowbird kinds of communities in Florida where he's not likely to get a positive reception at all?
I don't think he's trying to avoid it necessarily, but he's visited the state several times. I think he's going to come with Ryan eventually. But this week, at least, he did not want to get started with Medicare, but the press was talking to him a lot about it, and that became the issue this week. And as you mentioned before, you know, you just got to do the demographics. And just to be clear, 1 in 5 voters in Florida is at least 65, and more than half are older than 50. And let's face it, Mr. Romney does need Florida and its 29 coveted electoral votes to get to the White House. It's going to be a tough sell.
And let's just remind people, Medicare is a popular program, particularly in Florida. Unlike a lot of federal spending that can get pilloried very easily in the campaign rhetoric, Medicare is a popular program.
Yeah, let me just give you another number. I don't want to overwhelm you, but Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security together pump about $96 billion annually into the hands of the elderly in Florida and other groups. So it's a stimulus package all of its own.
Right. Talking with Sergio Bustos, politics editor at the Miami Herald. Horacio Soberon Ferrer, independent voter in Miami. Let's go back to you. Is it maybe patronizing to suggest that even with those numbers that Sergio is talking about, that voters in Florida, can never step away from their self-interest on Medicare? Is it wrong to suggest that the voters in Florida maybe can't look outside of their own self-interest and think about this debate in more philosophical terms?
Well, to an extent, yes. And again, the question is in the issue is in the details. I've been reading that under the Ryan proposal, Medicare would actually be touched for those that are currently receiving Medicare, and the plan will be affecting mostly people who are still a few years away from retirement. With that in mind, then the philosophical issue becomes whether you want to salvage Medicare by modifying it, or do you really just want to let things stay the way they are, and where those people that would have seen some level of benefits will see none because Medicare would have become unsustainable completely. So I think the debate will move not as a either-or proposition for those who are currently elderly, because for all I know, those won't be touched.
Well, the question is going to be, how do those details play and what will the message be? Will it be one of fear from the Democrats and precisely those details from the Republicans? Horacio Soberon Ferrer, an independent voter in Miami, and Sergio Bustos, politics editor at the Miami Herald. How does Ryan play in Florida? Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.